inaugural festival is expecting 5,000 to 7,000 people to attend this September, with big names performing like The Revivalists. I wish I knew you when I was young. I could have got so high. John Oates and the Good Rock Band. Watch an old man river flow. There's a snow white cotton fields of Arkansas hay. And several other notable acts, but how did this all come together? It turns out festival co-founder and event planner Jennifer Brazil is a Western New York native who wanted to bring her work home.
I'm born and raised East Aurora, and my whole family still lives in the Western New York area. My whole family actually still lives in East Aurora, and I'm five generations from East Aurora. It's been hugely impactful for me in what I create in my job as well, because every event that we try to produce, we try to create a sense of community.
She says Buffalo's music scene influenced her musical taste growing up. That includes a band that was founded at UB in 1989, Mo.
They kind of grew at the same time that I was out moving across to California. So they would come and play on the West Coast and play venues in San Francisco when I lived out there. And I felt so excited and so proud that this band was from my hometown.
The influence shows in one of the bands she books regularly around the country, the infamous String Dusters. They recently won the 2017 Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album. Like Mo, they like to jam. And on this track, Black Elk, it shows. It's a favorite of Chris Pandolfi's, the band's banjo player.
It has a big vehicle for us to, you know, jam out, do what we do in a live setting, which is really sort of predicated on the crowd coming to life.
We've been booking them at these other festivals that I produced in Colorado and California for the past 6 years, and they've played almost every one of those festivals, so I've gotten to know the band really well. So it's so exciting for me to be able to bring them back to my hometown as well.
Pandolfi says he's excited to perform alongside a wide genre of acts.
In particular, at this festival, there are some awesome bands that I'm a fan of that I can't wait to see, and among those would definitely be that the band The Barr Brothers.
Brazil says they specifically chose music that vibes with the park.
You know, the park has split rail fences and stone walls and beautiful rolling green pastures and an equestrian stable, and so all of that already exists there. So we just wanted to complement that venue.
The festival is scheduled for September 22nd and 23rd later this year. Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa. I bring to you